the devil. Why a devil? Well, why is that important?
We know Father Andrew Greeley, who's a Chicago priest, has this principle. He said, whatever Catholics drop is inevitably picked up by somebody else. So we drop it, but then it doesn't go away. It's picked up. Look at now, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, there was a huge interest in angels. All over the popular bookstores and magazines, stories of angels, books about angels. Well, see, I think it is getting at something very important. Our God is a God of wild creativity. I mean, look around just the ordinary world of nature. Why are there so many bugs? Why are there so many different types of trees and plants and animals? And just the fecundity of God's creativity, which we can see. Then look up at the stars, the planets, the galaxies, all of it. Go on the seashore, all these gazillions of shells washed up. What is that but God's absolutely superabundant creativity? So why do we think it all ends with the physical world? Wouldn't it be reasonable to suppose that God's creativity extends into a spiritual realm that we can't see? Why do we think it's only God and this material world that we can see and measure? Isn't it more reasonable to think in between this material realm and God, there's actually a equally, even more abundantly creative realm of creatures that God has made, but that are pure spirits? That's what an angel would be. The Bible witnesses to them all the time, but I think even reason can show that there's something persuasive about believing in angels. Now, once you do that, you make that move, there are angels, higher spiritual substances. Well, heck, we fall. We have free will, which we abuse. Wouldn't there be angels, reasonably, who would abuse their free will, who have fallen and are now dark spiritual powers, devils? That's what a devil is a fallen angel. Well, heck, I understand our fall pretty easily. We fall into sin. Why couldn't these spiritual powers fall into sin? So I think it's not just a mythological blast from the past. I think there's something very reasonable about angels and devils and a higher spiritual order.